Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, Pete. So one of the things that I noticed, the ESA invited us to check out the Netflix panel. So I'm thinking, man, they're going to show like maybe video game movies, video game shows. Like, I have no idea. I know the past year or so they've been releasing games for the Nintendo Switch that is based on Netflix TV shows. So like one was Stranger Things. I think that's not only Switch, but I think also other platforms. But I saw it in the Nintendo Direct video. Now this one for E3, they show the Dark Crystal, which the prequel is coming out on Netflix very, very soon. So you went to this event during E3. Is it a gaming panel?
Absolutely. We had folks from Bonus XP. We had folks from Netflix themselves. We had folks from the Henson Company. And I didn't know what to expect, honestly, going in. I didn't know if they were going to go and say, okay, well, you know, here's what Netflix is going to be doing for the next couple of days or next couple of weeks or months going into the season. And what they unveiled was that, you know, they've been working on original content through film and TV. We know that. We've seen that through things like Stranger Things, et cetera. But what they're doing now is they're looking to extend the universes of their existing properties. Take Stranger Things, for example. After the success of the first season, they actually went and brought in the Duffer Brothers, the creators of Stranger Things, and showed them, you know, like what they had been working on from a marketing perspective. And so they said, okay, well, you know, here's some Funkos, here's some comic books. And then they asked, and then the Duffer Brothers themselves actually asked, Netflix actually asked them, you know, is there anything that they weren't doing? And the Duffer Brothers actually turned around and said, video games, where are they? We're not seeing anything. And if you want to extend a particular universe, especially in 2019, that's perfectly ripe. You know, it's a perfect environment, perfect, you know, petri dish for them to do it. And so that's where Stranger Things season 3 was the perfect opportunity. So working with Bonus XP, they were able to build what they did. They actually gave an alpha out to the cast to show them what everything was all about, and the cast actually loved it.
That's cool.
You know, Millie Bobby Brown, aka 11 in the TV series, was a huge fan. And so, you know, they decided, you know, let's keep on doing this. Sorry, corrections, for season 2. Season 3 is coming up. It's actually supposed to launch the same day as the TV series. That's season 3.
Also, 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really cool. And it actually adds, excuse me, a little bit of difficulty, because now it gives them a hard date that through which they have to go through testing. They have to go through QA, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, not spoil the TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's a companion game, but it's really dope. It looked really cool. They've introduced two new characters, Max and 11. Everybody knows 11, but Max was the redheaded girl. Sophie, I think, is her real name, or I don't know. I remember you and I went to SuperCon and my daughter met her.
Yes.
Spent some time there.
That was cool.
That was a really fun time. And so they also brought out and they introduced, as you mentioned, Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics. Another game from Bonus XP, working with the Jim Henson Company. And this was actually a really cool story. So those that remember the TV series or the movie, actually from
the 80s.
The late 70s, early 80s, it was all animatronic. And so what I didn't know, I thought they just did the movie and it just disappeared. What I didn't know is that there was books and lore and comic books included.
See, I didn't know that either.
About the Dark Crystal and everything else. So they have all this reference material that they can go back onto. And so we saw the announcement at the Nintendo Direct. Mm-hmm. What I found out is they decided they wanted to do a tactical RPG using all of that back catalog of information. And that's coming out later this year. So shout out to them. They also announced a brand new mobile game. It's an RPG puzzle hybrid game that uses location-aware technology, so it kind of knows where you're at, kind of similar to like the Pixel app where it shows Childish Gambino doing his little dance, thing like that. But it lets you do that. It lets you play the game, Stranger Things game, anywhere in the world as long as you've got a GPS signal.
That's cool. And then it looks like they're going to be investing more on gaming. Our friend Juan, that he's part of the Latinx in gaming, he just posted a tweet a couple of days ago that he got a job at Netflix for like the gaming division. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So it's interesting. Like, but I mean, my question to you, was there a lot of people at that panel?
There was. I was actually like by the time I got there, they actually sent me to the balcony. Close to where you and I actually sat for Farsight a few years back.
Oh, okay. Upstairs. Okay.
Upstairs in the balcony because the first floor was already filled.
Wow. So there was a lot of people.
So there was people there. So, you know, that goes to show that there were people interested in checking out. And it's not just going to stop there at Stranger Things or Dark Crystal. There's going to be other titles coming up. They didn't want to talk about it at that time because things are still being, you know, still being developed and whatnot. But, you know, if you think about what they want to do, if there's an opportunity to extend that universe from whatever they're doing, you know, video games is an excellent output, you know, or an excellent outlet for that kind of creativity. So shout out to Netflix for seeing that gap in that genre. And, you know, hopefully we'll see more things come out. Hopefully we'll start to see larger scale games. I know obviously it's easier to put out content or put out games for smaller titles or smaller things, but I'd love to see them try and tackle, you know, a larger topic or a larger series or movie with like a AAA budget. I know it's still early and that takes time, but I would love to see what they could do with something like that. Hell, even if it was a Stranger Things franchise.
They can even do like kids games too, because there's a lot of like, there's a kids program there too. So we'll see. All right, P, anything else? That's it?
No, that's it. Shout out to Netflix and shout out to TDSA for inviting me.
All right, cool.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.